My Utmost for His Highest, November 3rd, A Bond Slave of Jesus, by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain and British chaplain and college professor. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Galatians 2:20. These words mean the breaking of my independence with my own hand and surrendering to the supremacy of the Lord Jesus. No one can do this for me. I must do it myself. God may bring me up to the point 365 times a year, but he cannot put me through it. It means breaking the husk of my individual independence of God and the emancipating of my personality into oneness with himself, not for my own ideas, but for absolute loyalty to Jesus. There is no possibility of dispute when once I am there. Very few of us know anything about loyalty to Christ for my sake. It is that which makes the Iron Saint. Has that break come? All the rest is pious fraud. The one point to decide is, will I give up? Will I surrender to Jesus Christ and make no conditions, whatever, as to how to break comes? I must be broken from my self-realization, and immediately that point is reached, the reality of the supernatural identification takes place at once, and the witness of the Spirit of God is unmistakable. I have been crucified with Christ. The passion of Christianity is that I deliberately sign away my own rights and become a bond slave of Jesus Christ. Until I do that, I do not begin to be a saint. One student a year who hears God's call would be sufficient, for God has to have called the college into existence. This college as an organization is not worth anything. It is not academic. It is for nothing else but for God to help himself to lives. Is he going to help himself to us, or are we taken up with our conception of what we are going to be? The passion of Christianity is that I deliberately sign away my own rights and become a bond slave of Jesus Christ. That ends Oswald Chambers' reading. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Here Paul describes his relationship to Christ in terms of profound personal attachment to and a reliance upon his Lord. Those who have faith in Christ live their lives in intimate union with their Lord, both in his death and in his resurrection. All believers must be crucified with Christ on the cross. They have died to the law and their own sin as means of salvation and now live through Christ for God. And because of this salvation of Christ, sin is no longer in control over them. We who have been crucified with Christ now live with him in his resurrection life. Christ and his strength live within us, becoming a source of all life and the center of all thoughts, our words and our deeds. And it is through the Holy Spirit that Christ's driven life is continually communicated to us. Our sharing in the death of Christ and resurrection is appropriated through faith. That's the confident belief, the love, the devotion, and loyalty that we have to the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. This is living by faith, can be seen as living by the Spirit.